for as long as humanity has existed. God picked the name Adam, which means formed of the earth, and the name Eve, which means mother of life. And God picked the name Jesus, which means Savior. And we have been picking out names for our children ever since. And as author Dorothy Astoria says in The Name Book, names are an integral part of who we are because they distinguish us from one another. They are shaped by both religious and cultural influences and are a celebration not only of our humanity, but also a reminder of our individuality, that we are uniquely made in the image of God. Today, names are most often chosen because the parents simply like the name, or its meaning, or the nickname, or because they are carrying on a tradition or a family name. And that name is usually what we are called for a large portion, if not all, of our lives. Our names go with us through the different stages of our lives, and even if we alter them here or there, or tend to use our nicknames more than our birth names, our names identify us and give us a sense of selfhood. What names have you had in your life? And how have they given you an identity or a sense of selfhood? I recently learned that when a woman in a certain African tribe knows she is pregnant, she goes out into the wilderness with a few friends, and together they pray and meditate until they hear the song of the child. They recognize that every soul has its own vibration that expresses its unique flavor and purpose. When the women attune to the song, they sing it out loud. Then they return to the tribe and teach everyone else the song. When the child is born, the community gathers and sings the child's song to him or her. When the child enters school, the village gathers and chants the child's song. When the child enters adulthood, the people again come together and sing. And at the time of marriage, the person hears his or her song again. Finally, when the soul is about to pass from this world to the next, the family and friends gather at the person's bedside just as they did at their birth, and they sing the person into the next life. And in this African tribe, there is one other occasion where the villagers sing to the person. If at any time during his or her life the person commits a crime or a devious act, the center of the village is called together, and they form a circle around the individual, and they sing their song to that person. The tribe recognizes that love and the remembrance of identity helps bring people back to helpful behavior instead of staying in harmful behavior. They believe that when you recognize your own song, you have no desire or need to do anything that would hurt another. And a true friend is someone who knows your song and sings it to you when you've forgotten it. The people who love you, those people are not fooled by the mistakes you've made or by any dark image you may hold of yourself. Instead, they remember your beauty when you're feeling ugly. They remember your wholeness when you are broken. They remember your innocence when you're feeling guilty. And they remember your purpose when you are confused. We may not have grown up in an African tribe somewhere that sang us our song during the different stages of our lives. But God has been singing our song from the very beginning. God has given us our own vibration and unique flavor and purpose. Because God knows all about us. As Julia said in the scripture, God knows when we sit down and when we get up. God knows our thoughts and everything we do, because God made our whole being in amazing and wonderful ways. So how has God and His Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and all the heavenly hosts of angels gathered around you and sang your song as you have gone through all of the things you've gone through in this life? Could you hear them singing? Could any of us hear when Jesus sang out in joy when we were born? Have we begun to notice just how much we are wrapped in the sweet melody of Jesus Christ when we sit in our own pain or in our own sorrow? Who has come alongside of you when you felt ugly and reminded you who you really are so you could return to the beauty that you are? Because we are not just ordinary people. We are children of God. And we are not defined in terms of our titles or our labels or by the things other people might be saying about us behind our backs. We are defined by God, who has called each of us by name. And that is what sings inside of us and makes us come alive. So sing that song, your song. God wouldn't have it any other way. Because no matter what we see when we look in the mirror on any given day, it's what God sees that matters. Our true identity is who God says we are. So who does God say that you are? Can you hear that chorus? Can you hear Jesus saying, "And now I'm going to tell you who you are? You are amazing and wonderful. You are beauty. You are wholeness. You are a child of God. And, oh, you are more than you could ever imagine. There is a unique and holy song singing in each and every one of us, and I'm pretty sure it doesn't start each day with, okay, here we go. What do I have to do today? I'm pretty sure it starts something more like, good morning, favored one. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. What can I do with you today? What is God going to do with all of our vibrations and unique flavors each day? What can God accomplish with us and through us just because we were born amazing children of God? Because there are no more barriers between heaven and earth and earth and heaven. And there are no more barriers between who we are and whose we are. And there are no more barriers between who we were born to be and who we allow ourselves to be. No more barriers. So allow yourself to be who you are as God created you when you started hearing that song that was formed when you were created. When God sang that beautiful tune as He formed you in your mother's body. That tune. And who has reminded you of that tune when you forgot parts of it? Who really knows you and helps bring you back in tune to the way you were meant to live so that you can sing your song? God can do that. God can do that for us. God knows our soul's vibrations because God created them. God wrote that song in your heart. It's time for us to sing that love into the world. It's time to let the song of love and life within us vibrate throughout the world, so all may get in tune with the song that is already playing within them. Because these songs within us cannot be buried or hidden or forgotten. They are of God. And they will carry us through all the stages of our lives, because what God has done is wonderful. We know this very well. Amen.